What's going on, everybody? Today we're talking about motivation. And motivation is one of those things that you can find in so many different areas. Originally, I started recording this podcast on 316 day, and it got me thinking about my love of professional wrestling. 316, Austin, Stone Cold Steve Austin, single, lone wolf, that kind of thing was something as a kid that motivated the crap out of me. And so I want to talk a little bit about motivation, places I can get my motivation from, hopefully influence a little bit of places where you might get some motivation from, or at least help you understand areas that you can take motivation from, because they can come from anywhere. So without further ado, let's roll this intro and let's get into today's episode of the Addicted to WordPress podcast. Welcome to the Addicted to WordPress podcast, a podcast dedicated to the WordPress platform, helping you build revenue for your own business and ultimately taking the control of your life and putting it back into your hands. What is up? Today, talking about motivation, talking about places that I get motivation from, and there's a few things. So, you know, one thing I want to accomplish in this new retweaked, redesigned approach at this podcast is sharing a little bit more about who I am, what I love, what I do, and more importantly, how that really kind of coincides with the things that I do here in the WordPress space, in a business space, some of the decisions I make. And, you know, really, I mentioned it in the intro, I'm a big pro wrestling fan. Been a pro wrestling fan since before I can really remember. You know, I'd sit down Saturday evenings and I'd watch wrestling with my dad. When I became a teenager, I'd travel and visit family in Florida, lay down on Monday nights, and I'd watch Monday Night Raw with my grandpa. You know, and as an adult, I've been to multiple WrestleManias, many pay-per-views. I've seen tons and tons of wrestling events live. Just a hardcore fan, true and true, or through and through, rather. I just love the entertainment. I love the over-the-top storytelling, and I love the characters that are built. And I mentioned in the beginning, Stone Cold Steve Austin. He was one of those guys early on that really motivated me. He motivated me to almost say, you know what, forget what the world is telling you. Go out and do the things you know you can do, the things you love, the things you want to accomplish, regardless of what other people think, regardless of what other people tell you is possible. And so he was one of those guys that was just very over the top motivational. And then every other babyface, you know, if you're a modern era wrestling fan, Daniel Bryan is one of those guys. If you're familiar with him, played the ultimate underdog, came from the bottom, fought the authority, fought for what he wanted to do, and ultimately at WrestleMania 30 was the champion and hit, you know, the biggest peak that he possibly could. And that continues to motivate me. So, you know, how does this tie into WordPress? How does this tie into business? It ties in because business is a sport. Business and the WordPress game for me are a sport. They're something that you constantly want to get better at. You've got to practice your craft. You've got to be motivated to learn the new things and to continue to deliver for your clients. It's the same way that wrestlers produce for the audience or the people who are watching at home on TV. You've got to find things in life that motivate you. And how I translate those things, you know, the pro wrestling analogies have motivated me as an individual. They motivated me as a person. But there are people in our space that you've heard me talk about many times who motivate me as a businessman, who motivate me as a creative. And those who motivate me as just sometimes remaining a realist whenever I want to go off the rails and blow up everything I've got and try something completely new. So, you know, there's a few places, a few people that I find a tremendous amount of motivation from. And you've heard me talk about these people before, and I really want to talk about them a bit today. Number one is, you know, I mentioned Josh Hall. I've mentioned the community that I'm in, and the motivation more generally comes from Josh Hall's web design club. And so it's not directly from Josh. but it's from the community that Josh has built around him, the students that he's taught, the people that he's gotten into the web design game. Those people bring me motivation. Some really hungry, talented, very smart, very capable individuals, but I paid to be a part of that group. And that's where that's a really important point that I want to talk about here is you have to have skin in the game sometimes to find the right motivation. We can all find motivation out there. You can watch a Gary Vaynerchuk clip, you know, a minute and a half clip about Monday. You know, his Monday motivation video will get you amped up. It'll get you super jazzed. Like, you'll get fired up. You can go listen to Eric Thomas. Eric Thomas is going to get you motivated. The thing I'm looking for, more so than just the in-the-moment motivation, is the motivation to get excited, to see how things can get done, and to see the ending. Because when you see the result, it's more than just metaphorical or theoretical motivation. It's realistic motivation because you know you can see the end, you can see the result. And that's where this club has really come in and played such a massive part in my motivation, in the direction that I want to take, the podcast, the brands, all those things. And I want you to take a step back and really think about the things in your life that you consume, you know, the blog posts, the Twitter feeds, the YouTube videos, the Facebook, if you're on there, Instagram feeds. Think about the things that you're allowing to give you motivation. And I mean, really, truly dissect and think about these things, because sometimes we mindlessly spend our time scrolling through social media and don't give the correct weight to the things that are motivating us. You know, it could be the model on the beach, the guy standing in front of the fancy car, the people taking a 50th trip for this year, the couple that's traveling the world on somebody else's dime, so they say. Those things can be motivating, but are they the right motivation for you? Do you want those things? That's a key question to ask yourself. Is this what I want? And over the last few years, I've been fortunate enough to have time to spend time in my thoughts to really think about who I am, what I want, what I don't want, because what you don't want is equally as important, if not more important, than what you do want. I know what I want. I know where I want to go. More importantly, I've seen people who've done what I want to do, and they are my motivation to get what I want. And I think it's an important conversation for all of us to have. What do you want really for yourself? And it doesn't have to be the moon and the stars. It doesn't have to be, I want to be a multimillionaire. I want to make $1 million a year. And there's nothing wrong with that if that's what you truly want, because maybe it could be, you know, philanthropy is what you want to do. You want to give back. You want to make a big, massive global impact in the world. That's amazing. That's super cool. And I do want to have that impact. But for me, the things that are super important and the things I spend my time reading on and focusing on and studying is location independence, time freedom, running your own business that allows you the flexibility of schedule to do things on your terms, for you to dictate the schedule. And that means, you know, ultimately one day maybe not working for somebody else and only working for myself. But it's very important for me that the people who work around me also get to enjoy those liberties. So it's not about how many hours or how much time you put in, it's about how much work you put out. So I follow and surround myself with things that will continue to educate and motivate me to keep chasing that dream. And so I'm really not going to ramble on a whole lot more about this, but I wanted to say in closing that we should all do an asset assessment. And by that, I mean assessing those things that you have in your possession that you go out and that you consume on a regular basis, the podcasts that are in your list, the YouTube channels you subscribe to, the social media channels you want, the people you follow on those channels. They heavily impact way more than we all are even aware of. The mood that you're in, the way you handle situations, your thought process, your goals in life, all of that is dictated by the things we consume and the people that we surround ourselves with. So when you're out there and you're looking for motivation and you're unhappy with the state of things in your life, take inventory of those things around you. And that's going to help you in everything that you do in life. It's going to help make you a stronger person. It's going to help you have clarity around what you do and what you don't want. And that is a great place to be. And so how this all ties back into WordPress is that exactly that. If you've committed to this, you've committed to this life, you've committed to building an agency, or you've committed to working in a creative space and doing a service-based business for clients, you need to have people in your corner who are going to give you the motivation, the tools, the skills that you need to deliver a best-in-class experience for those clients. There are so many people out there who are doing what we're doing. And if we're not good, we're going to get left in the dark. If we're not great, we're probably going to get left in the dark. Service is everything. The creative is subjective. But the service and the way you make people feel, that's what they'll remember you for. So find people who motivate you and help you understand how to deliver that experience and how to make people feel that way. And you'll always win. So that's pretty much what I have for this episode. So what I'm going to end with is number one above and beyond everything is to take care of yourself. Stay happy. Keep a smile on your face. Find those things in life that bring you joy. And if you really love this podcast, if it's one of those things that brings you joy and you love coming back and listening to me talk, and hopefully you're finding something really, really beneficial and valuable from this podcast, that you'll take a second and give us a review. If you leave us a great review, and I'm going to do my absolute best to go and check through these reviews. We'll start trying to call some of those out here on the podcast in the closing. And more importantly than that, one thing that I've wanted to really do and put out every single week on the podcast is that I'd love for you to take a second. Come find me on Instagram. Follow me at Keegan Lanier on Instagram. Direct message me with your latest project. Tell me the goals. I want to check out the project. I want to understand what you're building, and I want to see the work in progress. And if you do, it's going to enter you into a chance to win free access to my Divi Foundation course. No strings attached, literally free access to this course. So if you're interested in getting started, or you're at the beginning of your journey, or you just want to refresh and see somebody else's perspective, send me your latest work and get in the running to gain access to this course. It's simple, it's free, it's quick. And it's really all it's going to do is open up a conversation between me and you. And that's what I want. Continue to build this community, continue to get to know you, and to become friends as we grow this community. I hope you have an awesome day. Hope you have an amazing week. Stay safe, stay friendly out there, and we'll see you in the next episode of the Addicted to WordPress podcast.